This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, I was a bit preoccupied. When you look at the nasty, hateful voicemails that are being left for some of the female GOP Senate representatives or Senate senators about voting for Kavanaugh. The hate, the terms and the hate, it's just amazing. But I guess that's okay today. Well, it's okay when you're on the left. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And, you know, and to show you it's emotional, totally emotional, by the way, the Google bosses are upset over Trump's election. Now, that's just not somebody saying it. There's an actual leaked video that shows it. So, you know, the leaks happen on both sides. But this is just hilarious to me. And first and foremost, this is not a shock. If this is a shock to you, then you really, really, truly, you need to go have some counseling done. Not long after Donald Trump won the general election in 2016, the executives of Google, they held a company meeting in which they expressed their disappointment at the result. The newly released video has shown this to be true. The recording was provided anonymously, don't you love those people, anonymously to Breitbart News and was made by the tech giant and showed several of the company's leaders. At the top of the video, co-founder Sergey Brin said that he's aware this is probably not the most joyous TGIF we've ever had. You know, let's face it. Most people here are pretty upset and pretty sad for blankety blank because of the election. Myself, as an immigrant and a refugee, I certainly find this election deeply offensive, and I know how many of you do. And I think it's a very stressful time, and it conflicts with many of our values. What does? That Trump got elected? That a nationalist got elected? That somebody who wanted to secure the borders or protect Americans got elected? What values does that conflict with? Thug values? What values? Does that not matter?
Globalist.
Yeah, whatever. The video also shows that a Vice President Kent Walker described the outcome of the election as a shock to all of us. A shock, I tell you. He went on to say it was a shock to all of us. Well, we know that. The results of the election, it was a fair and democratic process, and we honor that, Walker said. But at the same time, it showed a credible level of division among Americans, and that's something that gives us pause. And focuses on how did we misunderstand that? What can we do to reach out to the people whose perspective we have a hard time understanding? Check that out. So they have to change our perspective because, again, they are smarter than you. They are smarter than us. There's that elitist attitude. He goes on to say, but it's not just a challenge for America. It's a challenge that goes well beyond America, he continued. The implications for the rest of the world are vast, and the echoes around the world are significant. This is not the first sign we've seen of this rising tide of nationalism or populism, and we are concerned. Why? Why are you concerned? You can still have a nationalist country and allow immigration. You can't have porous borders. You can't just have no borders. And how do you think you made it here? How do you think this country became the country it is? That's what I've never understood. It's even in different areas of California, areas that were run by conservatives, and the schools were good, and the city was good, and the city was safe, and things were all around, they were good. And then the libs start moving in. I'm not talking about the middle of the road, moderate Democrat or liberal. I'm talking about the far left wing progressive liberal. That's what I'm talking about. They move in, and this is beyond me. This is like you've been taking medication for 15 years, and it's kept your heart pumping the way it's supposed to. It's done everything it's supposed to do, and you decide, because you just find out your doctor's a Republican, or that the pills are made by a company owned by a bunch of conservatives, now you're going to switch to a product that might be inferior. It's the principle, I tell you. Sure. No, it's not. It's ignorant ideology. That's what it is. I mean, seriously, when you think about this. So they move into these areas, and then they want to fill the school boards and the water boards, and the city council's up with hardcore left Democrats to change everything, because everything's wrong, even though the place may have one of the lowest crime rates in the city, in the state. You may have some of the best schools in the state, but they have to change it. And it's not that you can't make improvements. That's not the point. But when you decide you have to make a change, to make a change because it's a Republican or a Democrat sitting in that seat, that's wrong. That is a wrong reason to even run when it comes to school boards and water boards and city councils. CFO Ruth Porat later took the stage and told the group that she was a longtime Hillary supporter, and she respected the outcome of the Democrat process. How any of us voted for is, or who any of us voted for, is really not the point, because the values that are held dear at this company transcend politics. Not really. Google has proved that. Because we're going to constantly fight to preserve them, she said. In a statement provided to Fox News, the Google spokesman confirmed that a previously planned meeting, some company employees shared their own personal views following the presidential election. However, the spokesperson said none of the comments indicated that any political bias ever influences how their products are constructed. Nothing was said at the meeting or any other meeting to suggest any political bias. You know what? It's a line of stuff. Really, when you have the guys at the top that are thoroughly confused and say they want to combat it, they want to fight it, what are they fighting? The democracy? The democratic process? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes with David Fisher. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
We're
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Let's get to it. You know, it's one of my favorite guys. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. I love when he's on every week. He gives us some insight as to what's going on with your money, what's going on in your wallet. And notice I changed the word so they can't get me on anything. You know, how many more buckets or cans of coffee you have to, cans of coffee filled with money you have to bury in the backyard. David Fisher, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I might hit your funny bone and cause some a little bit of turmoil, though. But
no.
Actually, we got some good news today. Though.
Happy stuff. Happy stuff. I only want happy.
Happy music.
I'm not doing. There's no negative stuff going on here. Only happy stuff today.
No, it might not be. It might be negative, but it's truth. We got the truth will set you free. Scripture says.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm going to report the good news. The good, bad, and the ugly, as they say.
Well, you got the ugly. I'm sitting right here, so don't worry about that.
Hey, now.
Now, President Trump signed an executive order. It was aimed at boosting retirement savings, but what does that mean?
This is good news.
Okay.
First of all, you know, the criteria to take out money out of a retirement is called an RMD, required minimum distribution, and it gets triggered. This is just a little educational background. It gets triggered at age 70 and a half, and the dollar amount to determine by the IRS that requires you to take out a minimum distribution, Joe, is factored by two things: how old you are and how much money is in that retirement. So there's a big chart that the IRS comes up with, and then they tell you, okay, based upon your age and how much money is in your retirements, here's how much you have to take out. You are required to do so. That guideline has not been revised since 2002, and one of the two things that President Trump did here recently by signing an executive order is aimed at boosting retirement savings. In other words, requiring less money to come out, which means less taxes for the American citizen, less revenue to the government, too, also means, but more money in the American's retirement in their pocket. So this is a good thing. For the American, it's not necessarily a good thing for the government because it means less revenue. But it also tells us that President Trump is looking out for the American citizen. The other thing that this executive order is, it's requiring the Treasury Department to review not just the mandatory withdrawal rules, but review how much it costs small businesses to set up 401k plans, which the administrative cost, I mean, it's just erroneous. It's huge compared to the contributions going into the plan for small businesses. So they're looking at ways where businesses could go in together as a group and lower the cost, and so that more people can be less dependent upon Social Security and more dependent upon themselves. So this is another part about making America great and free capitalism.
Well, you know, again, and older people, if you would, trying to retire, a lot of them, they're right there on the cusp of having enough money to retire or not. And so this sounds like it's going to help them. Sounds like it's going to help them. But we'll see how it plays out, right?
Well, it should, you know, because we're in the latter part of the cycle of economic growth. And so they're saying, let's create more incentive for people to save their money and more incentive for people to start a retirement. And so that's what this is all about. It's a good thing for the American citizen.
Okay. So President Trump, last week we talked about this. He struck a deal with Mexico, but Canada is still kind of hanging there. They're not really feeling the warm and fuzzies from us, right? How did the markets react to this?
Well, it's kind of like a roller coaster. Initially, the markets reacted poorly.
Now, T-Mobile has unlimited for the rest of us.
Unlimited ways. And then when the talks reopened with Canada and the United States saying we're going to probably have an agreement with both parties said we want to agree, then the markets went up, but when the reality hit of how far away they both are, and they're both being President Trump and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau saying, here's some things that are just non-negotiable. We are not giving in. And both were very adamant on that. Then the markets went down. So, but, you know, the markets are up, hopeful, thinking that eventually there will be some sort of a deal struck between Canada and the United States. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen in the near future. It looks like we're miles or days, if not weeks to months away from something like that, because they're both very strong, adamant about that. And so there's uncertainty that is not on the forefront in the markets today. But long term, we still have some major headwinds when it comes to stress adding by tariffs putting on the market.
Well, how does Canada, from an economic standpoint, how would it affect us for real? I mean, if this drags on for a while, what real effect will it have for us based on the percentage of the market they manipulate, if you would?
Well, Canada's one of our larger trading partners. China is the largest. They're our biggest ally. So, you know, we're kind of sticking a toothpick in their eye, so to speak, by saying, let's not negotiate on this. But, you know, both presidents and prime ministers are very strong in their beliefs, so that's working against us. The greater picture is that there's a survey that came out and was reported by CNBC that kind of lumps in China and Canada, and if we don't have trade agreements, what would this cause in escalating trade tensions? And the results came out. This is put out by Ian Hissey, which is the vice president of FactSet, a political analyst group that reports how trade negatively affects or the lack of trade policies and the lack of and the implementation of tariffs, how they negatively affect the economy and the markets. So there clearly is a pattern here. Usually, like I just described, when there's something that good that happens, the markets goes up. When the bad news, they can't agree, the markets go down. So there is that yo-yo effect and that direct correlation. This continues to go on, and the results came out that said he came up with the results that showed that stocks globally show dropping between 8% to 17%, with the U.S. and the Canadian markets and also the Israeli markets facing the far worst, Japan being the only overall winner, though, in this. And he did not provide a time frame of how long they're looking out into the future because there's no timeline to come to agreements. But we're starting to feel the negatives of this.
All right. You got to take a break. Be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. David Fish will join us. Be with us still on the other side. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Time is running out for people to evacuate in advance of Hurricane Florence as it approaches the southeastern United States. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
The forecast tells us that Florence's storm surge will drown many homes. Expert modeling here at North Carolina Emergency Management shows that storm surge alone is likely to flood tens of thousands of structures.
The mayor of Wilmington, North Carolina, Bill Sappho, says all the water will complicate cleanup.
This thing may be an event that sticks around for 36 to 48 hours with four different high tides, a tremendous amount of water. We're going to have a lot of inland flooding, so we're going to have a lot of people after this event is over with that will want to come back into the area. They're going to have to come into the area to clean this place up after the storm passes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's not play around, because, you know, I always run out of time, and I don't want to. I enjoy this guy. Let's get right back to it, because when he's on a roll, I don't want him to hold it too long. He'll explode. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. We're talking about the actual effect that the, you know, not coming to a deal with Canada will have on us here. David, thanks so much for being with me.
Absolutely. So it's not just Canada, it's China, which is a bigger problem than Canada. But here's what's happening. Think of this as imports and exports. And all of the countries saw this getting ready to happen, that tariffs would be in place. So they hurried up and put in their orders to bulk up their supply. And now those supplies are running thinner, so now they got to reorder. But now there's tariffs that have been putting in place. So now we're going to start to see, moving forward, the effects, the negative effects, unfortunately, of tariffs. And the port officials are becoming more growing a concern, and they could see this could trigger now a domestic slowdown in the shipping, which would ripple through transportation industry. U.S. manufacturers are also starting to feel the pinch because tariffs are causing havoc in what you call global supply chains, which is the chain that how you manufacture something at the start to get it out to the end consumer, another entity in another country. That's called the global supply chains. And Ford's chimed in saying that it's going to abandon plans to improve crossover versions on the Focus, compact car from China to the U.S. because the tariffs took effect July. So Ford is backing away from that because of tariffs. The port chief commercial officer out of New Orleans, Robert Landry, has said steel imports have declined more than 25% currently now than a year ago. And that's all because of tariff. Port of Milwaukee director Adam Schicklick said that the port has been instructed to import steel from European Union and ship out agricultural products from the Midwest, but the steel imports have not halted because of multi-year contracts. Yet there's almost an immediate halt on the outbound of corn shipments, and that's because of the retaliatory duties imposed by the EU on American products. And there's millions of tons of corn just sitting in the silos that are filled to the brim, quote unquote, by the port officials. So we're starting to see some negative effects, and we still haven't come to an agreement with China. Things have escalated with that. So will it get, you know, dicey? It's the million-dollar question that nobody really knows the answer to, but clearly tariffs don't work in the best interest is what we're starting to see. Things that I said would be true are now coming to be factual, and we're in the early stages of this. Unfortunately, I think we're seeing much more of this.
Oh, it's always nice to get happy news from you when it comes to this kind of stuff. You know,
I'll give you some more happy news on a little bit.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And again, it's you and I. I mean, people actually enjoyed the back and forth we had last week, where I said, you know, I almost feel like, when it comes to China and a few others, it's like dealing with a spoiled little kid at times. You know, you've let them do something for so long. How do you stop them? How do you stop some of these things from happening to us or continuing to happen to us? So, David, and I know I didn't set you up for this, so I'm not expecting an answer, but, you know, manufacturing is up 64% in this country from last year. And I'm thinking to myself, that's a 64% is one heck of a number. And, yes, they're having trouble keeping up with the steel demand, but at some point in time, there's got to be a reset. Coal was down. We weren't mining as much coal, so maybe we'll see. Maybe we'll see something change. Maybe we'll see something kick or click, if you would.
Well, there's other good economic indicators. Yeah. Non-farm payrolls grew by 201,000 in August, and the economy surveyed by Reuters only expected 191,000 increase. So, it's better than what we thought.
But wait a minute. Come on. Now, you heard we have to give credit to where credit's due. That's because of the Obama policies. Didn't you hear?
No, that has nothing to do with that. In the coming weeks, or maybe next week, we'll do a special on this. I'll gear up for it. I'm doing some studying on it. Some of it I already have, I don't want to just tell a piece of the puzzle.
I just think it's been funny. I'm watching watching what's going on out there. Anyway, hey, is the Fed going to raise rates this week? I mean, they have been kind of the brittle brick in all of this, haven't they?
The Fed is, I don't have good things to say about the Fed. So, I mean, the Fed has manipulated the 2000 balloon bubble that burst, the dot-com. The Fed manipulated 2008. And since in between those, they've, you know, they caused 2008 by manipulating the aftermath of 2000. And I'm not saying the government didn't partake in its role either, but the Fed is, you know, in the aftermath of 2008 doing another manipulative bubble that's going to burst. But the Fed has backed themselves into the corner this time. The Fed is in a place where they never have been before. That is, their balance sheet is so high in this artificially low interest rate, they have to unload their balance sheet, and they also have to raise rates so that they have ammunition. Former Barclays CEO came out just yesterday. Bob Diamond commented on this for the record on Bloomberg News, and he stated that the Federal Reserve needs to raise rates so that they have what they need as a central bank as resources for the future. So they need, should they need it, in other words, they need bullets in the chamber. But the Fed's monetary policy is doing more harm than good, potentially backing the Fed into a corner and leaving it without tools of recourse if they didn't raise rates and sell their balance sheet. So, I mean, that tells us they're gearing up for economic turmoil.
Well, you know, and again, you've been talking about the Fed, God, I don't know for how long, a little over a year now, about you know, unwinding the balance sheet, some of the things it's going to be doing to us from an economic standpoint, and pretty, you've been pretty much right on with it the whole time. Now this week, and I don't know, somehow you call this good news somewhere, but this week we celebrate the actual week of the start of the Great Recession. Are we talking about the one back in the 40s, or, I mean,
the Great Recession is 2008. And to answer your question about the Fed, they are going to raise rates this week, and they are going to raise it in December, which is, as the Fed survey says, there's a 72% chance of the Fed raising rates in December now. So that'd be four interest rate hikes. And the person that predicted this whole downturn from market peak high in February, he is saying, again, that we are going to have another correction of 10% or greater once the Fed raises rates two more times this year. So It's just a matter of when, more than if, we have another pullback. But the Fed is doing what they can do to get ready for this. So that's that. But, you know, the economic crisis is on the forefront, but it's not next week or next month.
No, but so do we learn anything by it, though? Do we change anything? You know, you've always screamed about how much spending we're doing, and though you agree with quite a bit of what President Trump is doing, you don't agree with the amount of spending going on, correct?
Okay, exactly. I mean, there's two sides to the picture. There's the economic side, the economy, which we're adding more jobs, and unemployment is at a huge low, a 40-some year low. But we're not creating revenue to pay down the debt, which is the other side. So there's the supply side. You know, we got to supply more jobs, and in theory is those jobs will pay down the debt. It's a fallacy. It never worked in any administration. So you've got to control spending, and that's not what we're doing. Spending is being obliterated. And just 2 days ago, the Congressional Budget Office reports that the deficit rose $211 billion in August. That's double the deficit gap 1 year ago. So we're, you know, at the pace that we're going right now, add $2 trillion to the national debt. That's the pace that we're at right now. This is the fifth fastest spending currently we've ever seen in the history of our country. So we should be paying this down, not spending into obliteration. What have we learned?
Nothing.
I hear crickets.
Nothing.
Crickets. We've learned that the Fed will come to the rescue, and the Fed will make this thing worse again in the fix. We've learned that Congress doesn't understand about how to take care of a problem. They wait to the very last minute, and when we're talking about what you call sovereign debt.
You know, talking about waiting the very last minute? Seriously? Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up with David Fisher after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M. of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Answers.
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Ow, we are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855, yes, she is. I don't think you can't use those words in songs. Well, there are some words you could use in songs that I can't say on the air. Just amazing. Quadruple standards shown. All right, back at it again.
I hit that hot button with that guy, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, the Fed. David, take it away.
So the Fed is making us in a worse shape than before, according to a group called the Group of 30, which is former policymakers, some people that worked at the Fed, people that worked at the U.S. Treasury, like Timothy Geithner, hate to swear there for a second, Mario Draghi, Mark Carney, all the who's who economists and experts in the world and who were part of the last financial crisis. They are all saying in a report that came out recently, since the last time I was on your show, that the Fed is worse, in a worse shape today than they were in 2008. They are limiting the ability. Central banks and supervisors are not placing enough emphasis on preparation. And what they're seeing is that Congress has limited the ability of the Federal Reserve and the FDIC to provide emergency support in case we have another financial calamity. Now, they're not the only ones that are saying this. Jeffrey Gundlach, who I've been talking about him, he just came out and said the next global economic we will see a negative that we'll see will be a big move in the dollar to the downside. Ray Dalio, he's a guy who runs he's a billionaire, the largest hedge fund in the world. He started it out of his home in New York 25 years ago in an apartment, and he's very well respected. He came out and said the next financial crisis will be more severe than any time before. It'll be more severe socially and also politically. So, I mean, he's a billionaire. He has no reason to upset the apple cart, but he's writing a book on it. And he's coming out and saying the same things that I've been saying. Morgan Stanley just came out and said there's another market correction getting ready to happen. There's another report that just came out by Schneider who's saying that the coming crisis is so close now, and we have a lot of this starting to see to happen. Ray Dalio said, quote unquote, it's now the time to start thinking about when the next downturn will be like. He says it's time to be defensive rather than be aggressive. So I've never seen so many people this year come out that have nothing to do with gold that says this thing is growing to unexpected proportions and it's all revolving around our debt. I said it was going to balloon in January. Now we're seeing the big CEOs, CFOs, Jamie Dimon, I've been saying all these people because every week, a few more come to the forefront and say something very aggressive. So what's the bottom line? Wake up, politicians. Stop spending. Okay, now they got that out of the way. They're not going to listen to me, and they're not going to listen to people that voted because that's what we voted for before, and our debt is ballooning. Yet President Trump, and I'm not going to throw a stone at him when I say this, it's just the reality. He chose to boost the economy, and the debt would suffer. The debt is suffering much greater than even I thought. So now is the time you've got to diversify and take a portion of your money off the market, diversify into gold, because when the economic crisis comes, according to Ray Dalio and others, it's going to be the biggest in history, and it's going to cause the most deep downturn in the market we've ever seen. And gold went up 50% the last time around in 2008, the first year in the multi-year run. That's why you got to diversify now.
Yeah, again, when I look at this stuff, I look at what's going on. You can't keep up with it. Second, well, you can. You're in it all day. And second, you keep coming back to the debt and the debt that this country has. It is never, no politician. When have you seen a politician fall on a sword or a group and go, that's it, we're done? I mean, we're not spending any more money. We're going to start cutting. If you try to cut something in Congress, they'll cut you up. How's that? Keep it clean.
Well, they can't stop the spending machine. And it's designed to fail once we went off a gold standard, which was now we're living on borrowed time.
Right.
And that was 1971. The average currency lasts, the longest in history is 40 years.
That was,
we're living well beyond that time.
And that was Nixon.
But Congress
right?
is designed to spend.
Yeah, but Nixon pulled us off the gold standard, correct?
Correct, in 1971. So as a result of that, we've just been living on borrowed time here the last 7-8 years. So the time will come that this next time, now that we're living on borrowed time, we should be paying down our debt. But like I said, it doesn't look like it's a problem. It's the bamboo tree. It's still not sprouted yet.
Right.
But there's never been a currency, and I'm not saying the sky is falling and we're going to go to the gold grocery store for silver. That's what I'm not saying, okay? But what I am saying, there's never been a country that has survived what our country is doing financially, debt-wise, where their currency didn't go through a major downturn.
Yep.
It has always happened. And to say we're immune from it is just insanity. It pleads the insanity button. And unfortunately, our politicians are not dealing with it. But when this sprouts, And it looks like it's going to be anywhere from the end of this year to 2 years from now, that time frame. When it sprouts, it will become a major problem very quickly, very, very quickly, because that's what happens when this thing goes into that, oops, we can't pay our bills. So the government just can't keep spending because the money has to come from somewhere, and people have this fallacy that the Fed can just keep on printing money. If that's the case, why are they selling the balance sheet?
This is, you know what, David, you and I have gone round and round about this. I want to eat up all your time. I keep telling you, it's money. Money is nothing more than numbers on a piece of paper. You know, I, to your point about the gold standard, and I've always said the same thing. When you buy your house, it's not like somebody's actually printing money. You don't go get a wheelbarrow full of money and take it over to the mortgage people. It's numbers that move across a piece of paper electronically. And I've always been amazed by that, because how do you run out of money at that point? I mean, where's the value other than the numbers on a piece of paper?
Well, money used to be an asset prior to 1971. Now it's a liability and a debt crisis. And you have to service the debt.
Right.
That's the magical thing. And it becomes more challenging servicing a debt when interest rates go up. And now the national debt, the interest rate on the national debt is $500 billion, $522 billion to be exact. So, I mean, we're at $500 billion just in the interest payment. When rates continue to go up and our spending is going to go up by a couple trillion dollars here in a year maybe, that makes that interest payment balloon. So this is who's going to pay for all this?
I'm with you.
That's not the Fed can't just keep doing this. We have to get the rest of the world to buy our debt. And that's been the tricky thing. This last year we've seen a new trend where foreigners have backed away from the debt, buying our treasuries, and Americans have bought it. So at some point the Americans will not be able to support this debt structure, and that's when we will have a financial crisis with higher rates and higher debt.
You got about 2.5 minutes. And you've got a newsletter that can outline and kind of help people understand a little bit more about the tariffs and the untold story behind them, right?
That's called Tariffs, the Untold Story Part 2. It goes much more in depth than we were able to do today and even the last few weeks. I also have a Time Is Up, Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Coming Great Deflate. It goes severely more in depth what we talk about, but it really gets charts and paints. You know, the saying is, if a picture is worth 1,000 words, you'll be able to read 1,000 words just with your own eyes in just a moment by seeing the picture of the severity of this problem. They can get it by calling my company at 844-715-7311. Or then go to our website at landmarkgold.com.
Well, you know, David, this stuff to me is always, you got to sit down, you have to take your time, people, you have to read through it, because it really does have an effect on you. And some people don't see, and we haven't got enough time to get into it, but some people really don't see the effect. And you and I have been talking about this since the first time you came on the show. I'm interested in Joe Plummer, Joe Electrician, works 9 to 5, you know, hasn't got maybe a whole bunch of money, but got a decent little nest egg put away, and how this stuff affects him. How the markets, how the tariffs, how what's going on overseas affects him or her. And I don't think they always see the connection, but that's just, you know, my personal opinion. 30 seconds to respond.
Joe the Plumber, unfortunately, we all will be affected just like we all were affected in 2008. It doesn't matter social class, race, color, skin, or religion or belief. We all were affected by 2008, most of us negatively, some of us positively. But it will affect this time the core of every Joe Plumber out there. So this one's going to be a big one. That's why you got to get some diversification going on. As little as, it's not about how much money you have, it's about what you do with what you have. And I wouldn't recommend you put 100% in stocks, neither should you put 100% in metals, but be diversified.
Yeah, you've always said, and I threw in the coffee cans as almost a tongue-in-cheek joke, but it's, you have always said since day one, even though you deal mostly in precious metals, that's not the only solution, and that's not the only place you should be. And I've always appreciated that about you. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Again, you want to get a hold of him, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. You know, you got to engage, you got to get involved, you got to understand what's going on. Yeah, you can't make decisions in a vacuum. You can't make decisions without information. And if you stay here with me, you'll get all the information you need, I guarantee and I promise. We'll be back in a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side.